Hey y'all, I'm Sammy, your host of the You Were Made for More podcast. John 10:10 is a promise that Jesus came down to earth so that we would have life and have it abundantly. My prayer is that this podcast and all of the content that we put out would remind every student that they were made for more, simply because of who they were created to be. My own walk with the Lord and my relationships with the teenagers that I disciple have shown me that once we understand whose we are, the game changes. Or in other words, transformation happens. Our identity changes everything. We recognize that it takes investment and partnership between the church and parents to raise teens who know and believe who they are in Jesus. And we're here to help. So buckle up as we take this journey and take a look at what God has to say about friendships, relationships, sexuality, dating, and all the things in between. Hello, guys, and welcome to this episode of the You Were Made for More podcast. I am so excited for this conversation that we're going to have today. Today is actually a solo episode just with me. I'm Sammy, your host, and I know that this conversation is going to be so important for a lot of you, whether you're a teenager who is navigating this by yourself, whether you're a youth leader who is walking with other teens who are going through relational issues that regard sexual purity, or you yourself are navigating this and you're a parent and you're trying to figure out how to have these conversations with teenagers, I know that it's going to bless you to have these conversations. If you have ever heard the term sexual purity, you probably have some preconceived notions about the definition, about what it all involves, and all of those things. If you are a parent who is starting conversations about purity with your child, you probably have come across this phrase sexual integrity, and maybe it has intimidated you and you don't know how to start those conversations or how to format them in a healthy manner. Maybe you had someone have conversations with you about sexual purity as a teenager or a young adult or a kid, and it wasn't done well, or it was done well and you're trying to navigate how to change that conversation for today's cultural background and scene that teens are dealing with. So that is what this episode is all about. What is sexual integrity? How do we tackle conversations about it and equip teens with practical options of how to have sexual integrity in today's cultural world? Sexual integrity, let's start here. Let's just start with the word integrity. It means being honest and strong in moral principles. Essentially, I just yawned. That's what having two little kids and being pregnant will do to you. Anyway, integrity is being honest and strong in moral principles. Essentially, a person of integrity does what is right even when no one is watching. I'm sure that you've heard that definition before. So let's talk about sexual integrity. Sexual integrity, let's sift through that a little bit, because if we define integrity as living up to the highest moral standards, sexual integrity would be living according to the highest moral sexual standards, consistently guarding our minds, wills, and emotions from sexual impurity. A person pursuing sexual integrity has committed to raising the bar and upholding high moral principles as it pertains to all these areas of their lives.
So for Christians, our highest moral principles obviously come from the Bible and from what God has told us is good. We believe that He wants the best for us because He Himself is good. He's the best, and His instructions lead us to life. That's what this podcast is all about, abundant life. You were made for more, that God wants the best for us. That's the baseline that I'm operating under as we talk about this topic today. So I want to just start there because we have to have a solid biblical idea of who God is before we look at what He instructs us to do, or else it's not going to seem like it leads to life. 1 Thessalonians 4 verses 3 through 5 says, "For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that each one of you knows how to control his own body in holiness and honor, not in the passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God." Sexual integrity is often not modeled in today's culture. If you are on social media, if you watch any type of show anywhere on TV or a streaming site, you will know this to be true. As your child's parent, you have the unique opportunity to share the truth and model what it means to pursue sexual integrity and live a life of purity. This is so important. And I think, like, I want you guys to know that I'm talking about this from experience. As my firstborn gets older, she's now almost 4, I've seen firsthand how children literally are like sponges. You hear that phrase a lot, especially if you've ever worked with kids. But in many cases, kids absorb the information that is around them the most. And again, in many cases, you as the parent are that source of main teaching by default when they are small and little and growing up. I've been humbled personally as phrases and words have slipped out of my mouth only to hear them repeated by this little human I'm raising and be stunned that she remembers hearing those exact words come out of my mouth, even though I forgot that I said them at some point. Sometimes she even has the context of that word right, or in the situation of that word, she uses it correctly. And there have been many times where I've had to stop or curb conversations that I've had with other people because I know that she's listening. There have been many times where I've had to repent and ask for forgiveness while explaining why we shouldn't say certain things in order to live into the role God has called me to have as her mom. And I really believe this is one of the main ways that God sanctifies me and us through parenthood, is by allowing us to see how our own brokenness and sin can transition and transfer really so easily to these tiny humans we're trying our hardest to lead. It may seem daunting or intimidating to start conversations about sexual integrity with your children, but I want to encourage you, and I think that I seek daily to be encouraged by the Word of God and by God Himself in this, that we need to take heart. God has given us everything we need to be prepared. As your child's parent or guardian, it is good and right to desire that your children hear about God's model for abundant life from you first, and not from a friend or a relative or another adult who could share information contrary to God's good design. We should always want our kids to hear biblical information from us first. God would not give us as parents this duty without first equipping them. God's word holds all the knowledge needed to train up a child in the way he should go, as it says in Proverbs 22:6. It is the revelation of a God who has infinite knowledge and can therefore give us absolute truth. God's word presents an accurate and comprehensive picture of children, parents, family, life values, training, and discipline. All you need to be equipped for the task of parenting. Sexual integrity doesn't just happen. As humans, we are naturally inclined to rebel from God's intended design. We must actively evaluate our hearts and repent when we fall short of the standard God has given us. The Bible's teachings on sexual integrity apply to everyone at all stages of life, and it is most definitely doable to have age-appropriate conversations about sexual integrity with your kids. For some parents, conversations about sexual integrity are surrounded by shame and apprehension based on past personal experience. I want you to recognize that sexual integrity is a lifelong journey, that we're constantly aligning our attitudes and actions to the standard that God has given us in the Bible. Psalm 86:5 says, it speaks a tender reminder to us of God's mercy. It says, "You, Lord, are forgiving and good, abounding in love to all who call to you." Again, so much of parenthood is a process of sanctification. We have hope in that. God knows our tendency towards sin, yet in his grace, he offers forgiveness and a new path. Romans 3:23 states, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Ephesians 2:8 declares, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God." See, if you are in Christ, be reminded that you are made new. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Psalm 103:12 reminds us. So before you jump into these heavy conversations about sexual integrity with your kids, I want to challenge you to look inward this week. Is there any unrepented sin that can be brought before God? Do you really believe that God has forgiven you for mistakes that you have made? And do you believe that you can live in the freedom that he has granted through the death of his son on the cross? My hope is that you would teach your children about the boundaries that God has given us for relationships. Share the fruit that comes from walking in accordance with his will for their life. For example, in the context of marriage, two people have taken responsibility for one another. They are committed to love, honor, and respect each other for a lifetime. God has given us a blueprint for true intimacy, true love, that we only know through learning about God and through reading God's word and through being discipled and through intentional conversations. And this is my encouragement. This is why it's so important to never think that your words are not good enough or that your effort is not valid. Even if it takes repeating yourself every day for a year, your words and your effort is noticed by God. And we would love to pray with you that the Holy Spirit would work in the hearts of your kids. In addition to teaching your children God's design for relationships and intimacy, offer them practical tools to pursue sexual purity, right? Because they might get at a head level that sexual purity is a good thing that they want to pursue, but maybe they don't feel equipped to pursue it. I'm sure you can think of a situation in your life where you've thought that something looks really good, but you have not felt equipped to pursue it. teach them what to do when they find themselves in situations that would come into conflict with their convictions and their beliefs. Encourage them to find friends who hold them to the same standards, who hold them to the commitments that they've made for themselves. As your child grows older, help them find an accountability relationship or a mentor who will encourage them and help keep them responsible for their thoughts and actions. I know as a young adult myself, pursuing sexual integrity for myself before I was married, this was key for me. Having mentors that walked alongside of me was key in helping me to uphold the standards I'd set for myself when everything around me in the world was tempting me to just give in, because many times God's way is harder than the world's way. We know that. His way is harder because it's contradictory to everything that this world believes. As you shepherd your child's heart through all of life's seasons, parent graciously. Throughout your child's lifelong journey pursuing sexual integrity, whether you're single or dating or married or widowed, pray that they will joyfully see and glorify God as the author of love and life. That is my prayer for myself, but also for my children. The most important thing to remember and keep in mind in conversations is that we are constantly under God's forgiveness and grace, that we've been given new life in Christ's death, and that we should seek to do His will in all things and in all areas of life. If we struggle to keep God's design for sex, we can be assured of forgiveness when we bring our sin before God. 1 John 1:9 is a beautiful reminder that God can and will forgive. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. At Abundant Life's website, youwermadeformore.org, we have so many resources that can equip you as parents to have these conversations with your kiddos. We have conversation starters for young kids, middle-aged kids per se. I'm like blanking on a word. Adolescents to young adults, right? We have conversation starters for each of these age groups because it is our goal to make sure that you have biblically rooted educational resources to help you feel confident in guiding, leading, and discipling your kids when it comes to topics regarding relationships and sexuality. I encourage you that after listening to this episode, you head on over to our blog and podcast pages to search the archives and see if there's a topic that the Lord has put on your heart to discuss with your kids and become educated on it, or be encouraged that is a good conversation to have. And if there's a topic that you don't see that we've covered before, write into us, email us, message us on Instagram, or Twitter or Facebook, and let us know. We are always seeking to create resources that would be most useful to all of you. I hope that this episode has encouraged you, that you are able and equipped and more than worthy to start healthy conversations at an age-appropriate level about these topics with your kids, and that God has given you everything you need to do that. We love you, we're praying for you, and we will see you next time.